Pleased to welcome my first studio guest into the studio with me this morning. We've finally got you here, Tony. Tony Roberts, star of Britain's Got Talent. Welcome.
How are you doing, David? You all right, mate?
I'm good, yeah. You're nice and bright and breezy. I bet you've been to the gym already this morning, haven't you?
No, actually, I'm going to go after.
Oh, okay.
I was out at the Essex Live Lounge last night.
Uh-huh.
And, it was quite a late finish, so I didn't get into quite late. So I struggled to get up this morning, pull myself here. And on to the gym after.
Okay, well, round of applause for getting here
at
this early hour. Anything AM is difficult.
That's
so
it.
My hat's off to you. So Essex Live Lounge last night. So tell us about this. This is at the Ivory Rooms in Billericay.
Yeah, so Essex Live Lounge is an event that I created just about beginning of last year, really. It run every single week and on a Tuesday night, which has been really successful. But where I've been so busy with my own singing over the last year, I've cut it now to every other Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
which has actually worked out quite better. Since January, it's been absolutely mobbed every week.
Yeah.
We get the amount of talent that we have walked through the door every single time it's on is just absolutely amazing. Some of the, you know, best up-and-coming talent in Essex, artists, established artists, people from, you know, The Voice, BGT, X Factor, everyone comes down there. You know, lots of people get up, use instruments, lots of people use backing tracks. It's just a nice mixture. It's a great feeling down there. Everyone's welcome. And it's free entry, most of all, so that's all good.
We say this time and time again here. I mean, obviously, at Gateway, we are very keen to promote local artists, local talent. And we've got an abundance of it in Essex, haven't we? And you must see this
week in, week out. I mean, I've always promoted with my family since growing up. That's probably where I got it from, my father, Dennis. He's always run talent shows and, you know, open mics all across Essex, and he has done for over 25 years. So growing up myself as a professional artist, this is just a nice little sideline for me. I do a lot of promoting now. I've got, you know, this event, I've got other events going on. We also run talent shows at the moment as well. So as well as being part of, you know, Axe Agency, which is one of the biggest agencies in Essex, I sort of do a bit of everything, really. Jack of all trades.
I mean, you are a very, very busy man. You're always out and about doing something. I see your tweets and your Facebook's statuses pop up, and you're always out gigging somewhere or running these nights. Have you got a particular interest? I mean, you know, you've got open mic nights and live lounge nights. Have you got a particular interest in seeing emerging talent and helping them?
Yeah, 100%, because I think that, you know, young talent is very important. I think it's all about, you know, finding new up-and-coming artists. I mean, I'm getting on a little bit now to become famous, but I've had a really successful career so far, and, you know, I'm out every single weekend. I'm earning a lot of money, and it's something that I really enjoy doing. I love, you know, my job. You know, who can actually get up in the morning, every morning, and say, you know, I love what I do for a living.
Mm.
I love helping people. I love inspiring young artists. The main reason why I started the Live Lounge was because I've always wrote and produced music myself, but it's always been at home. So I've always played the guitar, I've always played the piano, I've always played the drums. So Essex Live Lounge was something that I wanted to create where I could do a bit more of that myself, because when I'm out singing, doing my gigs and stuff, I'm always using backing tracks, and I'm always in like club environments, you know, bars, restaurants, so it's not always called for with the acoustic vibe and all that sort of thing. So that's why I wanted to come out with the Essex Live Lounge and obviously promote young artists that use instruments, young up and coming songwriters and stuff. And I wanted to, you know, play myself more. So, you know, get up and sing with my piano, get up and sing with the guitar and do all stuff like that. So obviously it was just to make me a little bit more confident in performing with instruments as well, and it has done.
Because this is so important, isn't it, for a emerging artist or a young, talented singer-songwriter that wants to get experience and get performing experience. You know, that's not easy to come by for everyone. So to have a venue like this or an outlet like this where they can just pitch up with their guitar, sing a few songs and go on their merry way, that's fantastic to give them that experience.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. And we have, you know, artists as young as 14 years old coming through the Live Lounge. I mean, you might recognise James Smith from Britain's Got Talent that was shown a couple of weeks ago. You know, he comes down, you know, quite a few times to our Live Lounge. He's a good friend of ours. And yeah, the kid's absolutely amazing. To say he's only 14 years old and he's creating, you know, live covers of songs just off his own back is really good. We've got, you know, kids that are absolutely amazing. They play the piano, they play the drums, and they start from like 13, 14 years old. And then obviously, you know, it works the way up right into the adults. And, you know, we still have adults that come down. You know, we had one guy last week that come down, and he hasn't, you know, he's a singer-songwriter, and he hasn't done it for years because, you know, work took over his life and stuff like that. And then he messaged me up, and he was like, could I come down and play some of my songs? And I was like, yeah, of course you can. It's, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, enjoying yourself, entertaining everyone, and most of all, gaining experience as well in performing in front of other people. So he comes down, and he got up, and he sang two of his own songs. And he said to me, I haven't been on the stage for like 10 years. But he actually really enjoyed the vibe that Essex Live Lounge creates, because, you know, it's all about just, it's a really intimate audience, it's a great venue, it's at the Ivy Rooms in Billericay, and, you know, it's a really nice vibe down there.
I mean, these programmes, like them all over them, Britain's Got Talent, The Voice, X Factor, we see year after year Essex talent on there, and the guys from Essex and the girls from Essex that are on there typically are very, very good. We don't typically get many joke acts from Essex.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, the talent that spouts from Essex is just, you know, really put us on the map. You know, I think, you know, some people say that, you know, when Towie come along, I know some people in Essex don't like Towie, but, you know, personally, I've got a lot of friends that are on the show, and I've always supported Towie from the start, because I used to do a lot of singing with it. I've done a few cameos on it, and I think that, you know, Essex, that blew up Essex as well. You know, a lot more people started talking about people from Essex because of, obviously, all of the Towie stars. And then, you know, from there, we've just had Essex, 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 and there's so many artists that are in Essex. We've got, you know, an amazing range of talent here. And I think that the thing is we've actually probably got enough to fill Britain's Got Talent, The Voice and X Factor every single year. But obviously they can only take so many from one county.
Yeah.
So it's great to see everyone. You know, it's nice because I've been seeing so many of my friends and familiar faces pop up on these shows over the last, you know, couple of years. So I'm really glad that some people that really work hard in the business are actually now starting to get somewhere.
I mean, I'm surprised now if I turn my box on and watch a whole season of Britain's Got Talent and don't recognise somebody on
the
show.
Exactly,
and don't recognise someone to get through to the semi-finals as well.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, Drew Levi is on the programme this year, local artist.
Yep.
Ryan Green was on The Voice.
Ryan Green was on The Voice. He's a good friend of ours.
And Lydia Lucy was on X Factor last year.
Just written a song for her, actually. I'll get that little plug in. Yeah, I've just written a song for her. So, that song's hopefully going to be released in the summer. It's a little dance track that we've done. So, a few different people are interested in it. We'll be talking about a music video next week. So hopefully nice things for Lydia Lucy to come.
Yeah. I mean, did you think that these... Because you went on Britain's Got Talent. You also did a big competition with another radio station. Do you think that gave you the springboard to give you the career that you've had?
I've always really pushed myself. Everyone always says to me in Essex, you know, all of the sort of local artists that are out gigging, they're always like, oh my God, you know, you're so busy, you're here, you're up and down the country. Well, all I can say to that is, you know, it's only what you put in, you know, you get back threefold. If you really try hard and, you know, are really driven in life to, you know, be successful, which is what I am, and that's what I always have been. So wherever I go, you know, I really give, you know, 110% every time. So I go back there. Do you know what I mean? It's all about, you know, really becoming and getting into your sort of niche and, you know, finding your way. It's just something that I really love doing, and that's why I'm so passionate about it.
You mentioned your father earlier, and the two of you do an open mic night down at the Keys every Sunday night as well. So if you can't get to Billericay on a Tuesday, then the Keys on a Sunday.
Yeah, the Keys is something that, well, it's actually an open mic. My dad's done an open mic over 20 years around Essex. Every Sunday, it's always been on. So, yeah, I mean, the Keys is one of the venues that we've been doing it at for the last few years. And, you know, Judy and all the staff down there, they make us really welcome. It's a lovely family venue. It sits right on a nice lake. You know, there's all wakeboarders. And in the summer, she's got a lovely outside stage. So it's brilliant because outside, we've got this nice stage. You know, it's like a mini Bazfest in there. It's quite funny because, you know, you get like 800 people in the garden. And we've got all these amazing singers that come down and perform every single week. And that when it's sort of winter months, we run it from 6 till 10. In the summer, we sort of run it from about 4 till 9. So it's in the summer, obviously, you can get a lot more people at the event because obviously there's more space
there's more room outside.
Of course. So it's you know, it's one of them sort of nights. And I think if you're going to run an open mic night, you have to have a following, because so many people try it and it fails. You know, it's something you have to have, you know, up and coming talent. I mean, I teach, my mum teaches, my dad used to teach, so obviously we have all our pupils. And then obviously through my live lounges and all of the other talent events that I run, we get a good following from that. And you know, people just want to, especially the young kids, they just want to get out there and perform and get experience, and that's what it's all about.
It's something, it's a stage that's a bit more credible, isn't it, than going to a karaoke night and
yeah, of course,
you know, getting up on stage and singing a song or two. And plus then, you know, you're at the hands of the DJ who gives you a slot. And
yeah,
you know,
of course. I think with karaoke nights, I mean, they are really fun. I love karaoke nights, and it's something that you can go to with all your mates. You're having a drink, you're having a laugh. Whereas the open mic nights, I mean, we still have people that come down. We've got that facility for people if they're very nervous, they've never sang, you know, in front of people before. So we can get the words for them. We have got a karaoke system.
Yeah.
But obviously we get a lot more artists that are a bit more serious about the business come to those sort of nights, because, you know, that it's all about for them just getting out and entertaining and obviously gaining experience. And that is, I'd say for young people, it is all about experience, you know, talent shows, open mics, you know, live lounges. It's something that you should be attending regularly every week to become a strong gigging artist when you come to the right age.
And they can do mini sets, can't they, and do like three or four songs
together. Yeah.
And what do I need to, if they've got backing tracks that they want to bring along, any format? Or
yeah, any format at all. I mean, we sort of cater for everyone. We CDs, we've got, you know, obviously we've got the iPod connection and everything like that, you know. And even for those diehard musicians out there, we use mini discs sometimes as well.
Have they not died of death yet?
Well, no, they sort of come along, didn't they? And and everyone jumped.
Well, my backing tracks used to be on mini discs. Yeah, I lost
exactly.
Them all, so
yeah,
I gave up.
Yeah, and then I sort of converted over to laptop, an iPod,
yeah,
and an iPad. So yeah, it's all good.
And do people need to book themselves in, or can they just turn up?
No, that's the beauty of it. I mean, you can sort of just turn up on the night, come and see us. You know, my dad's always on the mic saying, if anyone wants to get up and sing, come over and see Tony. So that's all they have to do. They literally have to come down and see me. I mean, Sunday's my only sort of day off, really, where I'm not working. So that's why I sort of put my time in and help my dad out and then run this open mic, because we just love promoting young talent across Essex.
So then, that's Essex Live Lounge every other Tuesday at the Ivory Rooms.
Yep.
So that was last night, so it'll be in 2 weeks' time.
Exactly.
And the open mic night is every Sunday at the Keys at the Festival Leisure Park, 6 o'clock start, although soon it will be a bit earlier.
Yeah,
bit
obviously
warmer.
When the weather's a bit better, we'll be going from about 4.
Hey, well, this weekend's supposed to be nice, so not too long to wait.